I want to chat with you a little bit more about triple negative tumors and where you see bevacizumab, for example, fitting in, not just in these patients, but in general with metastatic disease. I want to ask you how you in general would approach a patient today. Let's just make it real clean and say completely chemotherapy naive who has metastatic disease, either they've presented with it or they didn't have prior adjuvant therapy. Let's say the patient has kind of bad metastatic disease, visceral disease, you know, moderately symptomatic, somebody that you're kind of uncomfortable with. The patient is ER negative and triple negative, basically. Or we could talk about the patient who's ER positive, HER2 negative, who's now progressed through hormones and it's time for chemotherapy. How would you approach the choice of chemotherapy and the question of bevacizumab in those kinds of patients right now?
Well, first, let me say that I think we do not have hard evidence that a given chemotherapy regimen for that patient you just postulated is better than another chemotherapy regimen. I think most of us would be inclined to use anthracycline-based therapy if the patient's not had it previously or it's been more than a year since completion of her adjuvant treatment. I think many of us would be inclined to use a combination rather than a single agent. I'm one of those because these patients have particularly aggressive disease and tend to have early time to progression. So I think the delay in time to progression that one sees with combinations may be really important for patients with this type of disease. We ourselves, both at my earlier institutional affiliation in Seattle and in the Southwest Oncology Group, have been exploring antitubulin combinations, looking at combinations of vinorelbine and a taxane, either docetaxel or paclitaxel. And most recently, I've been involved in such a trial with nab-paclitaxel and vinorelbine. What I can tell you is that those combinations are active. What I can honestly tell you is they're probably not more active than somebody else's choice of docetaxel and capecitabine or gemcitabine-based therapy.